This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
American military action.
This strike was intended to send a message to Iran.
Relief bill hurdle.
The minimum wage has got nothing to do with COVID.
Demanding answers in Texas power crisis.
What went wrong?
How could you not know?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. U.S. airstrikes in Syria designed to send a message to Iran. CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us it was a Pentagon response to recent attacks on American interests in Iraq.
The target was carefully chosen to hit Iranian-backed militias in eastern Syria. 7 500-pound bombs were dropped, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
We're confident that that target was being used by the same Shia militia that conducted the strikes.
It's an area where Shiite militias have been known to travel through. Israel has also launched strikes there, but the area was also chosen to avoid angering the Iraqi government.
We're very deliberate about our approach. As you would expect us to be. We allowed and encouraged the Iraqis to investigate and develop intelligence, and that was very helpful to us in refining the target.
Iranian-backed militias have repeatedly targeted U.S. troops in Iraq with rocket attacks, but striking back there has had political consequences.
President Biden spoke yesterday with Saudi Arabia's King Salman. It's not clear if the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi was brought up. A U.S. intelligence report on that could be released as early as today. It looks like an attempt to double the federal minimum wage will not be part of a final $1.9 trillion Democratic COVID relief bill, just as President Biden had feared. CBS's Nicole Killian says a House vote on the original package happens today.
Democrats plan to pass the president's plan through a budget process called reconciliation. That allows Democrats to pass a big package in the Senate with a simple majority. But the trade-off is that the bill can only involve taxing and spending. The nonpartisan Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough decided the minimum wage provision didn't meet that standard. The White House says President Biden is disappointed. But Speaker Pelosi says the House will keep the minimum wage hike in its version of the bill. So that is the relief plan that they are voting on today. It includes more stimulus checks for $1,400, and unemployment benefits will go up by $400 a week.
A panel of FDA experts meets today to consider the one-shot Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine for emergency use authorization. Approval could mean millions of doses getting sent out next week. CBS's Meg Oliver says another vaccine already in use no longer has to be stored at super cold temperatures.
The FDA approved Pfizer's request to store its vaccine in pharmacy freezers for 2 weeks instead of ultra-cold specialized units. This as Pfizer and Moderna are testing whether a booster shot of their vaccines can protect against the variant identified in South Africa.
President Biden goes to Texas today to get a firsthand look at the recovery from the deedly cold snap. CBS's Janet Shamlian has the story of one family that's planning a funeral while trying to rebuild their lives.
I miss his phone calls. I never thought I would.
When Isaac Ibarra couldn't reach his brother Gilbert during the winter storm, he went to the 60-year-old's garage apartment, where he found Gilbert dressed in layers on the floor. The medical examiner reports hypothermia as the cause of death. Gilbert Rivera was mentally disabled, his nephew Lawrence says, but lived independently.
I don't think I would have ever thought anybody dying of hypothermia in Houston, Texas.
Texas lawmakers launched their investigation into the power failure that affected millions. A lot of questions for Bill Magnus, the CEO of the power grid ERCOT.
Where's the buck stop? Is it you?
I feel a great deal of responsibility and remorse about the event, but I believe the operators on our team did everything they could have.
You wouldn't have changed anything in terms of your play calling?
I don't believe I would.
Clean water is still an issue in parts of Texas and other states in the region. A former U.S. Olympic gymnastics coach committed suicide in Michigan hours after he was charged with sexual assault and human trafficking. Rita Weiber is the mother of one of John Gettert's alleged victims.
Just hope that all the gymnasts, the past gymnasts of John out there, are able to process this in a way that's not going to lead to any more pain for them.
In Oklahoma, a man who won early prison release last month while serving a long sentence for a drug conviction is now charged with murder. Authorities say Lawrence Anderson killed a woman, cut out her heart, cooked it for his relatives, and killed two of them. In a mostly party-line vote, the House has passed the Equality Act, ensuring labor and civil rights protections for LGBTQ people.
Every American deserves respect and dignity, and it's important that the Equality Act become law because it will once and for all ensure that LGBTQ Americans can live lives free of discrimination.
Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline, three Republicans broke ranks. The bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate. The FCC has approved an emergency subsidy for low-income households to get high-speed internet. For most, it'll mean $50 a month for broadband service. Well, social media lit up after an announcement from Hasbro.
It's Mr. Potato Head and his bucket of...
Mr. Potato Head, around since 1952, will become simply Potato Head. Mr. dropped from the name in the name of inclusion. Hasbro says nothing about what's inside the box will change. Well, Sunday night, the Golden Globe Awards. CBS's Steve Futterman says, unfortunately, the pandemic has a starring role.
Normally,
welcome to the Golden Globe Awards.
The Golden Globe Awards take place in January, marking the start of the Hollywood Awards season. This year, it's taking place 2 months late. There will be other differences. Normally, there's a live audience made up of Hollywood's rich and famous. This year, it's being replaced by a much smaller audience made up primarily of frontline and essential workers. Some things will look familiar.
The Golden Globe goes to...
There will be awards. One of the films given a good chance to win is Nomadland.
I'm not homeless. I'm just houseless.
Hosting the show will be Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, but they will not be together. Fey will be in New York, Poehler in Beverly Hills. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Days after formally ending royal duties, Prince Harry took a ride.
Can I interest you in a tea?
Yeah, I'd love one.
James Corden and Prince Harry played a round of carpool karaoke on CBS's Late Late Show on a double-decker bus with a stop-off at the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air mansion.
The very house is good enough for the Fresh Prince. It's good enough for a real prince.
Okay.
Do you remember the song?
Now, this is a story.
Harry revealed some royal secrets about his new life with Meghan Markle in Santa Barbara and their nighttime routine.
Go upstairs, sit in bed, turn the TV on, watch some Jeopardy, a little bit of Netflix.
The couple's expecting their second child. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Lady Gaga is offering a $500,000 reward for the return of her two French bulldogs. They were stolen and her dog walker shot the other night. L.A. police say the theft may not be an isolated case. The World News Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill at jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.